Hi, my name's Gwyneth.
And I'm Tara.
Welcome to our podcast. Being students ourselves at high school, we wanted to talk about drug testing in schools.
At our school, they randomly drug test kids who participate in extracurriculars,
such as sports or clubs.
When taking part in these extracurricular activities, you and your legal guardian must sign a consent form giving permission to the school to test you.
Some students think drug testing is an invasion of privacy, but others believe it is beneficial to crack down on students taking drugs and eliminate the problem itself.
We wanted to get the inside scoop, so we talked to our assistant athletic director and did research on the topic itself.
In today's episode, we want to break down the pros and cons of drug testing and find out if it really is helpful or just a waste of money and time for schools.
So how effective is drug testing?
Let's find out. First, we need to talk a little about the drug tests to get a basic idea of what they are and what they're used for.
At our school, the urine tests cost $25 and are paid for by the Board of Education.
There are different kinds of drug testing options, though. A hair test can detect substances for a longer amount of time than a urine test. A blood test can detect it for a shorter amount of time, along with a saliva test.
At our school, when a student tests positive, they can be taken out of the sport or club they play for a certain amount of time.
The results of drug tests are always confidential within the district, so they will never reach a permanent record or go to colleges.
The drug test at our school has a time limitation. You must complete the urine drug test within an hour. If you do not, then you will fail the drug test.
Some pros of drug testing is that students have an excuse if they are offered drugs and they want to say no.
It would be easy to say, sorry, I can't, I get drug tested.
This gives students an outlet if they don't want to partake or fall to peer pressure.
Also, if students are taking drugs, it is a good way to let parents and school administrators know if the student needs real help and medical attention.
If the student is doing a sport or club and signs a drug form, they know they have a chance to get tested.
This may convince them not to do drugs if they don't want to fail a drug test.
You may be wondering, is it only beneficial for the user? Well, the answer is no. It's beneficial for everyone, especially in the learning environment.
When students start using drugs, it can really affect their schoolwork. You might see a drop in their grades.
Although drug tests are meant to protect students from the addiction and use of drugs, a student may feel that their privacy is being violated.
This may cause students to lose trust in the school and its staff because they feel as though they are being under surveillance or observation.
If the student does test positive, then not only will the student lose trust in the school, but the teacher will also look at the student in a negative way.
This also may decrease the number of students that want to participate in extracurriculars because they don't want to be drug tested. Schools can have a decrease in student engagement, which is one main ideal for the school. Some students have little choice over drug use, and some may even be peer pressured into doing drugs just to fit in with the crowd or their peers. If they show up positive on a drug test, they are being punished for the wrong reasons.
Also, how effective are the drug tests at picking up the use of drugs?
Well, if a student uses marijuana once, then it shows up on the drug test for 3 to 8 days, which means they have a lower chance of getting tested positive.
If someone uses marijuana more frequently, the substance may stay in your system longer, up to 90 days.
So yes, the drug test is effective if you are a frequent user, but for people that know how long it stays in your system, they can use drugs without getting caught.
Some students even have ways to rig the system.
They can bring urine that isn't theirs that would show up as negative on the drug test.
Others can dilute the urine with other substances.
Although the use of marijuana is commonly found in high schools, the drug tests also pick up cocaine, opioids, amphetamines, and PCP.
Also, if the students don't care about missing time in their sport or getting cut out of their sport, then they aren't going to mind failing a drug test and they will continue to use drugs. This would make drug testing ineffective at helping students with drug problems and actually promote them to rebel against the rules. Even so, some schools can be more focused on punishing students that use drugs rather than helping them overcome drug problems. If the schools are more focused on punishments, then the student will not care about going against school rules, and if they don't feel safe and secure at the school. With the medical and recreational legalization of marijuana in many states, such as California, Oregon, and Colorado, many people have experienced with the use of marijuana. They use it as a way to cope with anxiety and panic attacks, all the way to different types of pain. If a student has used marijuana in this type of way, then they would be more inclined to keep using it, and it would show positively on a drug test. Should these students be punished for using marijuana to help with medical issues? We talked to our school's assistant athletic director, Ms. Thompson, and asked her if she believed drug testing was an invasion of privacy. She said, "I personally wouldn't have an issue if all students were tested, and I don't feel like it is an invasion of privacy." The drug testing program was initiated to be a preventative measure and not a punitive one. Multiple studies have shown that the number of positive tests drop when testing is done regularly. The best analogy is to compare it to a speeding driver. If you know a cop is in the area, you will slow down. Most times, if a student knows they are being tested, they will not experiment. This shows that even the administration believes that drug testing is good for the school. Although this was very good information to know what teachers thought, we wanted to ask some students what they thought about it. I'm going to be asking Cameron Alexa, a student at North Oldham High School, about drug testing. Cameron, do you think drug testing is an invasion of your privacy?
In some circumstances, I do, but if you know that you're going to get drug tested when you sign up for the sport, it's your choice to sign up or not.
Do you think that drug testing makes students not take drugs? Like, do you think it has an effect on the amount of students that do drugs?
I don't think it really has an effect on it, and I guess for some students, if they were curious, they might not do it because of it, but I don't think overall it has that big of an effect.
And also, do you think that it's true that there are some ways that students can get out of drug testing, such as looking at the amount of days that they can use the drug or the amount of days it will be in their system?
Yes. I don't think that it really is designed to, like, I don't know how to explain it, but yes.
Hi. Today I'm interviewing with Denise Hartman. She is the mother of a student athlete. So, Ms. Hartman, what are your thoughts on drug testing in high schools?
My thoughts on drug testing in high schools is very positive because I think our major concern is keeping our kids safe, supplying them with a supportive environment to be able to learn. I think there's a lot of pros and cons to drug testing. Not only do I like the idea that it keeps our kids safe, but I do like the idea of early detection and getting them help when needed. The disadvantage of that is I think a lot of schools, if they do drug tests and find a student that tests positive, they dismiss them or they give them a detention or they expel them. And I don't think this is the positive influence we want to have. We want to take that child and help them with a problem, not create more of one. The last thing that I want to point out is that I don't always think it's fair for them to specify a certain group of athletes or people in clubs. I think it needs to be that we protect all students. So if they're not active within the school, that means that they're not important enough for us to be concerned. So if we could even do a lottery system to where every student not only has the opportunity, but is safeguarded by this program, that we can pick and choose, and it's not a certain age or an athlete or a band member or somebody that even drives a car, but it's the whole community that we're looking after. I think that's important.
In conclusion, we would like to thank the guests on our podcast for participating and helping us with some extra information. We would also like to thank our listeners for staying throughout the podcast. And if you're new here, make sure to check out our other podcasts. To sum the episode up for everyone, drug testing has its pros, like if a student is struggling with addiction and they can get help. But it also has its cons, like privacy problems and problems with rigging systems. It honestly, in the end, it's up to the student or staff member to decide if the drug tests are worth it. For some cases they are, but others they can be unnecessary. In the end, it's all about perception.